as Chaim Preller pointed out, Tanya is not a lightsaber. This is not like just like happy, clappy, fun, just that all. Everyone's invited to make a bracha if they want. Just press the off button. If you can find it. So up until now, we were talking about Perek Chamisha Aser, Tesvav. We kind of like got to clarity about who a tzaddik is. Interestingly enough, I saw in the Iyunim, he said what we said last week. A tzaddik has no struggle with his Yetzirah. It's like, boom. And the tzaddik, therefore, doesn't have reason to be in this world, practically. The tzaddik's reason for being in this world is only, you remember what we said last week?
Other people.
He says, that's what David HaMelech said, Leiv Tahar Barali Elokim. David HaMelech was like totally pure, no fight with his Yetzirah. Al Tashlicheini Milfanecha. So don't get rid of me. What's my point? There's no struggle, what's the point? The pasuk says, let me teach. Poishim, your ladies, and the David Malach was there for us. Moshe Rabbeinu was there for us. The tzaddikim are there for the generation. Beninim struggle, but they win. They win, the Beninim. They're having an arm wrestle with their Yitzhahar, and they win. And Neshayim, Nebuch, they lose. Now he's going to go through all the different dargas. Here goes. Ubaze Yuvan. And now we understand. You see where I am? Leib, you see where we are? Ubezeh yuvon mashe kosuv v'shavtem urisem. Just pass it to me, I'll do it. Bein tzadik lirosho. You will see the difference between a tzadik and a rosho. Bein oyber elokim l'asher loy avodoy. Someone that serves Hashem and doesn't serve Hashem. And now he's going to say that there's four different darkness. There's a tzaddik and a rasha. So what would you say the Oyved Elokim is? If he's not a tzaddik and he's not a rasha, what would you call him?
Beinani.
A beinani. We've been learning to say for long enough that Matinos. Beinani. There's two different types of beinani. There's Oyved Elokim asher lo yavodoy. Someone that serves Hashem and someone doesn't. Let's explain. Shehefesh bein Oyved Elokim la tzaddik. A tzaddik is not an Oyved Elokim. Listen to this deep analyzation of the Baal HaTanya. An Oyved Elokim is not a tzaddik. She'oyved hu lashon hoyve. What does Oyved mean? He's working. Shu be'emtza avoida. He's in the middle of the job. She hamelchoma. What's the job? The struggle, the war, me'yetzahara lizgaber alav, ulagarishoy me'ayir ktana. And to get him out of that little city, that he shouldn't take over the body. He shouldn't act on his urges and his impulses. That's a Benini who's struggling, he's fighting with his Yetzirah, and he wins, but he fights. He's in the middle of the fight. He's going to fight today. He's going to fight tomorrow. Shuba emes avoiza v'amel gadol lihilachim b'itamed. It's really hard. Every single day, it's the same fight. Getting up in the morning, I'm struggling with Yetzirah. Should I get up today? Should I not get up today? Should I say Lashon Hara? Should I not say Lashon Hara? Should I look there? Should I not look there? Should I drink that stuff? Should I not drink that stuff?
Do you have moments when you're a Beinani and moments when you're in a Rasha, or it's like a consistent...
So you could be a Rasha Lasha. You could be a Rasha, you can be a Rasha Lasha. But a Beinani, that's a real Beinani, means that he always wins. I know Beinani. Avol HaTzadik Nikra Eved Hashem B'Shem HaToyer. A Tzadik is called an Eved Hashem. Who was given the name Eved Hashem? Moshe Rabbeinu. What does Eved Hashem mean? That's a title. K'moy Shem Chacham. It's a title. Oy melech. A king is a title. Shekvar nasa chocham o melech. When do you get the title king? When you're like in the process of becoming a king, or if you already became a king? You already did what you have to do. When you already went through the whole coronation process, the whole, you became king. President is someone who already went through all of the election process. He's not running for president. He's president. A chacham is someone that already got the chochmah. So what's a tzaddik? He's already there. he's already a tzaddik. There's no war, no struggle. So what's he doing in this world?
For others.
For others. He's there for us. Shekvar nase kach ze kvar ovad. He already worked. Vigomar and finished the gamri avodis amulchom imarosha imara. Ad ki until shigar shehu vayelachloi velibay cholal bekirbo. His heart is empty of yetzahara. There's no yetzahara inside anymore. Dunsky, I killed the yetzahara. So he's finished. He's done his job. So maybe he shouldn't be on this world anymore. He's here for others. Now, ubabeinoni yishgam kein shtei madregos. Listen to this. Very deep. Then there's two different madregos. Oyved Elokim, asher lo yavadai. Someone who's serving Hashem, someone who's not. What does that mean? Avopikin in Russia. He's not a Russia. We said there's Tzadik, Russia. Oyved Elokim, ein Elokim. So ein Oyved Elokim is not a Russia. So what does it mean? He's not serving Hashem. What do we mean? He didn't do anything wrong his entire life. So why is he called not serving Hashem? Gam kiyum kol ha-mitzvus efshelo l'kayman. And he was makayim all the mitzvus. He didn't do anything wrong, did everything right. V'tam ha-toyri k'neged kulam. V'lo pasuk pumi megiyus. He didn't stop learning. Elo. She'eino oisa shum milchoma im ha-yetzer l'natzchoy al-yodei or Hashem. He never struggled with his yetzahara. He did everything. But everything was like, it was just smooth. It was uncomplicated. No stormy waters. No struggle. No challenge. No difficulty. Eino isa shum milchome meyitzel enatzchay al ide or Hashem. Hameir al nefesh ha'aloikis that's shining on the shevamoyach hashalat al lev yeniskaleo. There's no yetzahara that's coming against him to be mevatel him. He's not a fight. I'll give you an example. Okay, he's going to go through these examples. There are some people that they actually enjoy like knowledge. They enjoy reading. They enjoy reading encyclopedias. Enjoy reading Greek law. Egyptian law, Jewish law. So they sit and learn Gemara all day. Are they fighting with their Yetzirah? No. There are people that they're uncomfortable around other people. You know what's a great way to like avoid that? It's to go like this. I don't have to talk to anyone. You know, I'm in the middle of learning. You know, they're hiding. They're bookworms hiding in their svarim. They're not fighting the Yetzirah. There are guys that would love to schmooze with the chevra and have a good time and this and they're struggling. They're struggling. There's people like that. There's people that they're depressed people. Nah, I'm not in the mood to do anything. Nah. What am I doing? I just want to sit here. He's not doing any of errors.
You get a status of abandoning them?
Did he do any of errors?
No, but you get.
Did he do all the mitzvahs? He's abandoning. He never lost his Yetzirah, but he doesn't have cheshek. Some of us have this burning desire to go do things and we're fighting it and we're struggling with it.
Is that his problem?
There's some people like, I know personally Rabbi Meisman, Rosh Yeshiva Toras Moshe. He's told me a father once, maybe me, I don't remember. I just don't have Yetzirah for food. Different people have different Yetziraras. He doesn't have Yetzirah for food. I have Yetzirah for food. The other Yetzirah, I don't have Yetzirah for sleep really. There's some people that they love sleep. I just don't like sleep. So that's not my challenge. I'm called not Oyved Hashem, and that because that's not. I'm like I don't get it. I don't have Yetzer for money. I'm not one of those people like, oh, I want a lot of money. I'm not saying good things about me. It's not a good thing. I just don't have that. Because he's not serving Hashem. You serve Hashem when you struggle, and that's one of the reasons. One of the things we I've spoken about in the past is. The Gemara Makkos says the following thing. What happens if a Rebbe is beating his Talmud and he kills him and he dies? Does the Rebbe have to go to Golos? Killed him by accident, not on purpose. Does the Rebbe have to go to Golos? No. He doesn't. I'm allowed to do that. I mean, The Rebbe's allowed to do that. But the Gemara says, what happens if his Talmud is learning well? And he's still beating him, and he dies. He still doesn't have to go to Golos. Why? Oh, I didn't have to go to... What are you beating him for? He's learning well. Says Rav Moshe, everyone's got to be out of their comfort zone. And a Rebbe's job is to rough you up and get you out of your comfort zone. That's his job. You got to be out of your comfort zone. Everything is going too smooth. You're not serving Hashem. It's like, yeah, I'm loving yeshiva. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. Everything's smooth. Okay, but you got to be a little bit uncomfortable. So your Rebbe's making you just a little bit out of your comfort zone. Because if you're in too much, it's too comfortable, then everything's just, it's just easy. It's just too easy. So everything has to be, again, he's a tzaddik. Or he's a benani, but whatever, a tzaddik. Right? He's an amazing guy. He's not doing any averus. But he's not out of his comfort zone. He's not serving Hashem. He's just coasting. There's someone I know that's, he was a very, very big masmid. And his wife said, my husband is a workaholic. He would work hard in whatever he does. It happens to be just to learn Torah. He's not serving Hashem. That's just who he is. That's who he is. There's people who, that's who they are. When we're working on changing ourselves, when we're struggling, when we're, even if just a little bit, but we're getting out of our comfort zone, then a person's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kigoyin. Shehu masmid bilimudai. He's very consistent in his learning. Betivoy, naturally. Mitoldatoy, from when he was born. Maybe he's even a little like depressed, so he's hiding his Gemara. There's some people, you know, I don't understand those people. There's some I've met Bachram that have had open internet and don't struggle with pornography. I don't understand them. Like, well, I don't know, I just don't have time for that. I'm like, you're weird. They don't have time for nashim. Yeshka Zedavar. It's such a person. He's not struggling. He's not serving Hashem. He just doesn't. He's not attracted to women, or whatever. He's too depressed, or whatever is going on, whatever type of trauma he went through. Because it's, I've mentioned mitzunan b'tiva. He's mitzunan. He's cold. Chaim b'shaitanu ge'ol mazeh u'mechusar hergish hanah b'tiva. So he's just lacking hergish. He doesn't enjoy it. Doesn't enjoy food. Doesn't enjoy nice clothing. Chaim ain't tzarach lesboinen kol kach begavas Hashem. He doesn't have to work on trying to like understand the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand the importance of Dveikus and understand the struggle and work it through and avas Hashem. He has nothing. It's just like I'm just not interested. L'chaylid mi binasi ruach das. He doesn't have to work on coming out of his understanding. Das is that he should relate to it and should act that way. He doesn't need Yiras Hashem in his mind to make sure he doesn't serve doing Avera. He doesn't need Avas Hashem to make him learn Torah and to do all the mitzvahs. He says, this is coming from a certain degree of Ava. It's a hidden Ava. It's not something that he actually worked on and brought out. He's not really serving Hashem. He's not accessing anything. He's not reaching for anything. Ki Ava zuha musteres, this hidden Ava. Eina pu'ulosei v'avadosei klal. It's not his work. Elhi Yurushasai Meavisenu Klal Yisrael Kmashiyavar Lakama. Let me ask you a question. There's bright people in the world. There's people that were born with certain things, certain gifts. Is that an accomplishment? Is that a feat? No. Someone who's bright. It's someone who worked hard to get somewhere. That's an accomplishment. So someone who's naturally doesn't have taivas nashim. Did he do anything? What did he put? He didn't do anything wrong. He did all the mitzvahs. He didn't do anything wrong. But where are you? Where are you serving Hashem? It's just like part of your DNA. It's just the way I was made. So there's nothing that we could say about him that he is now reaching, accomplishing, doing because of it. So there's different types of Beinoni. A tzaddik is a person who destroyed his Yetzirah. A Rasha is a person that gives into his Yetzirah. A Beinoni is someone who's fighting his Yetzirah, or just kind of like happens on its own. V'chein af mi she'eino masmid b'limuda b'tivai. It's another person. But it's not natural. Rak she'hirgul atzmai l'ilmud b'asmada g'doyla v'nasa hergul oiteva she'ni. Dailoi ba'ava mustar zu. Elim kin roitze l'ilmud yoiser me'rigilusai. Again, this is where he says what I mentioned to you before. A person's got to push himself a little bit harder than what he's used to. Every person gets to a place where, okay, I'm like, you know, this is my comfort zone. He started off maybe, I used to learn 3 hours a day. Now 3 hours is almost like, it's like habit. Now you're not serving Hashem until you push it. A tefach hecher. You heard that saying, a tefach hecher? Hey, there's a song, a tefach hecher, yeah. It means push it another tefach. 3.5 hours. Oh, I'm not ready for that. Okay, let's go dig down and do it. And then 3.5 hours is ready. That's no big deal. Then it's 4 hours. And then it's 4.5 hours. And then it's 5 hours. You have to keep pushing yourself, or else you're just stagnant. You're status quo. And it's almost like it's second nature for you. It's just things you do. You know, there's some people that they struggle with minyan. Some people, minyan's already a given. Okay, but now I have to come on time to minyan. Some people are coming on time to minyan is a given. Okay, now I have to come early to minyan. You're always working on trying a tefach. How big is a tefach? It's a small little measurement. A tefach hecher. That's what the Rebbe said. A tefach hecher. Just a little bit higher. Just keep pushing yourself. A tefach hecher, a tefach hecher. Slowly, little bits. And then you're serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
When you get to the end, does that mean you're not serving him anymore?
There's no end.
Well, let's say if you're coming on time davening.
You can come early to davening.
Well, let's say you come early. What's next?
You can come an hour earlier to davening. So you could daven at an earlier minyan.
You can daven or learn beforehand.
The banner needed
to do all that stuff. There are certain, a person can get to a point where he's not serving Hashem at all. Then it'll be a tzaddik gamur. Or something like that. Yeah. Interesting.
He's not serving.
But what Zevi's pointing is that I could get to a point where everything became Hergol Sheni, so then maybe it's more like a Beinoni Gomer than a Tzaddik Gomer, but yeah, everything's Hergol Sheni.
Really isn't end to that though?
In theory, you could max out if you're really, really good. I mean, it's going to be a rough thing to imagine someone doing. But
it's just
I mean, if you focus on one thing, like davening or learning.
Right, and that thing you can max out for sure.
And the Beinoni doesn't have any struggles. Like, what is he supposed to do? Supposed to plan to himself struggles if he doesn't have any type of like.
No, not necessarily.
But so everything's easy for him. So like.
He's still, but he's not tzaddik.
But like he didn't do anything wrong.
Not all of us are able to be tzaddik. As we saw last week, not everyone's able to be a tzaddik. Hashem created him without a yitzhar, but don't think that makes him into a tzaddik.
So why do we say davening loyal day nisayon? We should be asking for this for like struggles.
That's a good question. That's a good question. It's a very good question. What were you going to say, Chaim?
I'm saying there's not just actions, there's internal avodas never end. You're just being bona
on the outside. Right, that's true. That's true. Okay, now we're going to try to see, I don't know if we're going to be able to finish this. We'll do a little bit. Now we'll understand what the Gemara says. The Oved Elokim, someone who serves Hashem, Hainu Mishra Shoyne Pirko Mea Pamim Ve'echad. He learned the Gemara 101 times. V'loya Avodai, Hainu Mishra Shoyne Pirko Mea Pamim Bilvad, only learned 100 times. It's funny. How you say, I'm not serving Hashem, I learned the Gemara 100 times. How many of you have ever learned the Gemara in your life 100 times? I don't think so. That's called not serving Hashem. What does he mean? Hainu mishum. Shebi yameyem hoya haregilus lishnois kol perek meyapamim. That was normal. What was regular? 100 times. What's a tefach hecher? 101. A tefach hecher. Don't do what everyone else does. There's a lot of people who's like, what do you mean that's what everyone's doing? What about for me? This is what I mean. Then you're nowhere. The whole point is a tefachecher. Push yourself. Struggle with that. Go where everyone else is not going. Do what everyone else is not doing. Do what is not expected of you. Do what, like, get yourself out of your comfort zone a little bit. Don't make yourself crazy because you'll snap. But you can do it in a way that it's going to be just a little bit more than just what's considered to be habit or second nature. You do that a little bit more, and then you're serving Hashem. And then that becomes second nature, and you do a little bit more. And then that becomes second nature, and you do a little bit more. Person keeps on growing slowly. And it might be we'll stay always in the realm of Beinoni, and that's fine. Because we're in great company. Beinoni is great company. Most of the world in the history of mankind never got out of Beinoni. Tzaddik is very few people, and they don't even live for themselves. Why is it tzaddik on this world? To serve us. Okay, my friends, we're going to try to finish the Perek Beis Hashem next week. We should be on. We should be good. That's all for now.